We are each unique, but not different. There exists a dual mechanism that spreads false beliefs in two modes. The first mode is our tendency to believe whatever we are born into, and thus easily getting tricked into holding false beliefs above all else. And second is spreading false beliefs by those who are indoctrinated. They may even feel compelled to do it as family advice, as fundamentally, it is all they really know. Very often, these are kind and lovely people who'd never wish a bad thing on anyone. They just don't realize that indoctrination has consequences. For example, an otherwise nice person may say that without the system of thought that he just happened to be pressed into, people would be treating each other like animals, thus insulting his own family. The true price of false beliefs, however, is that they push people away from functional and useful knowledge, without which life-changing wisdom simply cannot bloom. False beliefs tend to plug noble questions and curiosities with instant and false answers. That favorite old question, sometimes called a silly question, of why are we here, can be somewhat simply answered as because the universe is just so vast, and there are just so many accidents and experiments and odd interactions of fundamental principles of the universe that it would be weird for life and evolution not to emerge. It would be weird for life not to begin spreading among the stars even. You have to consider the number of failures where life didn't quite bubble up, where it didn't hitch a ride on the process of evolution, where the beings had tentacles and just never had the dexterity to hold a soldering iron. Dolphins are a particularly cute example of that. They are mammals that decided to go back to the ocean. Now they just help to retrieve soggy smartphones, guide the occasional lucky sailor, or train hard to do pretty cool flips. Real knowledge is a journey full of enlightening little discoveries. Indoctrination into false knowledge already comes with all the answers filled out. Not to mention the pyramid of handlers that are collecting all the benefits all the way up. Often with the group or person at the very top being somewhat unaware that they are a mere lightning rod for the public to hate or judge. Humans are clever, but the cunning humans will stop at nothing to just continue feeding on whatever gives them a kick. This group includes drug dealers and gang or paramilitary leaders, even weapons manufacturers, all the way up to political leaders and religious figures. We are indoctrinated into thinking that it is okay to die for God and country, or to use carcinogens like cigarettes and alcohol, or that poverty is our fault, or that we should treat poverty with carcinogens. Or even that criminals are broken and evil, and not just messed up kids who simply lost their minds from stress and poverty and lack of education. Here is an example of how false beliefs cause great harm. In a just world, we would prevent children from entering a world of crime by giving them a really good chance, not just a fair chance, but a really good and lovely chance, A home away from the mind-bending misery and resulting indoctrination, one that comes with universal basic income, a promise of work, and a promise of a school that actually teaches and provides real results. Ineffective education is yet another example of a system that indoctrinates into false beliefs, often demanding that students part with all of their savings and take out what will soon enough become lifelong, unforgivable student loans. Going to school and not learning only seems okay because we assume there must be something wrong with our intelligence, but there actually isn't. Aside from a few easily exploitable tricks, such as firmly believing whatever it is that we are born into, our minds are extraordinarily powerful and shockingly capacious as our knowledge gets refined into just the best parts. When we learn to step out of the invisible walls of false beliefs, often by reading or listening to books that describe such challenges, we don't actually end up void of morals and empathy, as false leaders tend to warn us. We simply begin growing up, again, book by life-changing book. Starting from the point where we get trapped by false beliefs, and with an aim we never considered when we were taught to merely be small and useful. We arrive at this aim by simply considering what growing up means and what happens when we continue listening to books and inheriting the lifetimes of wisdom within. To grow all the way up means to become a wise and independent great being, precisely the kind of a powerful thinker that those who tolerate or force indoctrination on others fear. Like a mother who can always tell when her little one is lying, a great being can see who all the liars are. Take two books. Even the narrated ones are free at your library. Seek out the ones that are held in high regard by all the world's clear-thinking intellectuals, and rise. Rise to see the invisible walls. Rise to see the false leaders. Rise to no end.